There's a great business bestseller called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, written by a man called Stephen Covey. And his habit number 2 is to begin with the end in mind. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The idea is that we should determine what we want to achieve in life, our desired end game, if you will, and then start living our lives right now, so that's how things will ultimately turn out. Begin with the end in mind. Live your life today to achieve ultimately what you want to achieve. It's as powerful an idea as it is simple, good advice. But today, do you mind if we look at the ugly underbelly of that principle? And in doing so, I don't expect this to be popular, but it's just as important. In fact, even more important. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 15. The day of the Lord is coming soon to all the nations, and the evil that you did to others will happen to you. The same bad things will fall down on your own head. On the one hand, if we expect the world to be fair, often it isn't, nevertheless we still expect it to be, there should be consequences for our actions. People should be held accountable. But on the other, many find the notion of God judging our actions at the end of the day deeply offensive. Well, I'm sorry about that, but it doesn't change anything. God is God, and the day of the Lord is coming, perhaps sooner than we imagine. The evil things that we do today will come back to bite us. The bad things we do today will fall down on our heads in the terrible, eternal judgment of the Lord. So what's the answer? Live your life here and now with the end in mind. That's God's word fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. And you know, we can go to Him in prayer and ask for His help. The good news right there is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.